It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill. The pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher, Boy Shasky.
Take him out.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
The Seahawks, with a last-minute drive from Geno Smith, keep their playoff hopes alive. A road win in Santa Clara, beating San Francisco for the first time in 3 years.
Yeah, we mentioned how big this game was for both teams. San Francisco feels like at any moment they're going to start clicking. They were in control almost the entire game, and then it was really that Bosa injury defensively. Gave up 2 touchdowns after Bosa left the game, and that proved to be the difference.
Joe Davis, Greg Olsen on the call for Fox Sports. And oh, baby. The Niners allowed Geno Smith to walk off the field to hit the night-night. And he walked through the tunnel in the visiting locker room after the game with all the cameras behind him like he was Joe Neighbors or something. Damn. Sorry, I got my daughter on FaceTime right now. I got to watch my mouth here. I'm cursing too much. The Niners driving me crazy. And they lose to the Seahawks yesterday, 20-17, Spadone. And we want to shout out to those watching us on YouTube. Sorry about the chat. This will be an epic day for the chat, but brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low rate auto loan, we'll apply online or just ask for First NorCal Financing. Got the dealer. We're going to get to everybody on the lines. Hey, Spadone, I just can't believe they lost that football. It never felt like they were going to lose that game.
Really?
Until the final possession of the game. And it felt like that against Arizona.
Yes.
It felt like that against the LA Rams. I just never thought they were going to actually lose that game. And they lost.
It's kind of
in dramatic fashion.
It summarizes their season. Every single one of the losses to their divisional opponents has been the same, basically. Oh, you weren't going to lose to the Arizona Cardinals. Well, yeah. Kyler Murray, game-winning drive. Oh, you weren't going to lose to the Los Angeles Rams. Well, a huge return. My guy Ronnie Bell can't make a catch. Game over. Matt Stafford, the rest is history. And then Geno Smith yesterday, he hasn't a diddly-poo against you in his entire career, has a season-saving drive for the Seattle Seahawks to keep pace with everyone else in a wild NFC West.
Yeah.
And this morning, it's Fire Shanahan. So, there you go.
It's Fire Shanahan.
There you go.
Shocker. Well, let's go to the lines, man. Everybody's been on hold. This is your show today. We do have the GOAT Jerry Rice on, so I want to get everybody in here. And Jerry Rice is going to be fired up. Jerry Rice is going to be fired up.
Last time we had him on was after the Chiefs loss, and I don't think I've seen an angrier Jerry Rice, and especially because our video feed wasn't, our Zoom wasn't working with him too.
Yeah, he was not happy.
Made him even more upset. So maybe we sabotaged it again to make him even more. No, I'm just kidding. We're not going to do that.
Well, he did say he wanted more fighting, and you got that last week at Tampa Bay with Deebo Samuel, Tabor Pepper. Told him to lock in. Well, I wonder if somebody told Deebo to lock in, and I think he was locked in. I just don't think he's able to do a lot of things offensively. I don't. I don't think he's capable of beating man coverage consistently. I don't.
When he's not doing the end arounds, little bubble screens, when he's out in space, like just running routes, it's just not good enough.
Let's be real. When the last time this one of his jet sweeps worked? It's been 3 years.
Gotta Google that one. It's just hasn't been
Google
good.
It
hasn't been good. When's the last time I felt good about a 49ers win? What do you feel good about last week's win?
I felt good about it.
I mean, most
I
of the
felt
show,
good about
most
it.
The show on Monday was fire and cut Jake Moody.
Yeah,
wasn't even happy about the win.
No, well, you know, nobody's ever happy these days.
No one.
Nobody's happy. Nobody's happy.
Well, you're happy about the Warriors. That's about it. Warriors are making
me
happy.
That was an ugly win Friday, but you know what? The referees mucked that one up.
Well,
but I am feeling good about the Warriors.
10-2?
10-2, baby. Number one in the West right now.
2-0 in the NBA Cup?
Emirates NBA Cup. There you go. Mm-hmm. There you go. All right, let's go to the lines, man. This is so
wearing your Chiefs colors today, by the way, too. Look at you.
No, it's Mills High School, buddy. Relax. Relax. Mills High School.
It's very Patrick Mahomes of you.
No, Mills. It's tough loss yesterday.
Very. I know. I'm saying you're with solidarity with them though today. You're still on the paddy wagon.
No.
Taylor Swift.
That's the Raider in you.
What?
That's the Raider in you.
We're taking, buddy.
No, the team I like. If the Niners don't make the playoffs, I'm rocking with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
We're at that point of the season. Who are you rooting for, Niners fans?
Let's go to
Kirk and, for your team.
Let's go to tell you that
Russell
right now.
Wilson, turkey on the 50.
Or no, I'm rooting for players. If the Niners don't make the playoffs, I'm rooting for Lamar Jackson. Go get your Lombardi.
God, speaking of teams that he like Geno Smith couldn't beat the Niners.
He's
Lamar can't beat the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Well, he's 1-4 against Pittsburgh.
It's not good.
Well, King Henry fumbled on first possession. Like, dude, what is going on? Justin Tucker with 2 missed field goals? Really? Let's go to Kirk in Los Altos. Kirk, what's happening?
Kirk, captain.
Hi, good morning, gentlemen, and thank you for taking the call. I certainly, like many other fans, find this conversation fairly therapeutic because I do believe, I think like it has been intimated, that we are going to be headed into a prolonged period of 49er doldrums now. And I think the two most striking issues are, number one, no, I'm not ready to necessarily fire Mr. Shanahan. But on the other hand, I do get the sense that, like so many other geniuses that have come up, the rest of the league studies and has largely figured his schemes out. And we're seeing that lack now with the lack of offensive productivity. And the second part is, again, in my mind, my pendulum is swinging a little bit to those others who have found that Brock Purdy, you know, may not be the second coming. And he actually turns out to be a fairly pedestrian quarterback who is hobbled, you know, certainly by the missing pieces from this terrible season of injuries, but also some of his physical stats. I don't know that he's really that great of a thrower, and his size certainly comes into play like we saw yesterday. So anyway, and the final point is, yeah, I think as you suggested earlier, Bonte, I would say this season is a wrap, because with this current team, in my opinion, there's no way you're going to keep up with Detroit,
right?
Green Bay, Buffalo, and potentially Miami, and certainly Arizona down in Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, I agree. Let's wrap it up. Save, not injure people trying desperately. But on the other hand, let's see what happens this weekend.
Yeah, let's see what happens against Green Bay. Good call, Kirk. Really good call. Call back.
Measure.
Look, I'm going to see what happens against Green Bay. You lose against Green Bay, then I think there needs to be a serious conversation about shutting down McCaffrey and just telling Greenwell, hey, we're going to pay you in the offseason. Let's work out a deal, but we're not going to bring you back this year. Just don't do it. And then let Garindo get 10 to 12 touches a game. All right? Let's see what Garindo is. Can he be your Raheem Mostert? Can he? He's got speed. He killed Seattle last time out on Thursday Night Football. Jordan Mason ran hard in that football game. Let me see the youngsters. Pearsall, Cowing. But I'm not saying tank. I'm not saying, hey, shut down Trent Williams. No, Trent Williams, you're playing. After what you pulled in the training camp, you're playing all year long.
Yes.
I don't want to hear anything. You're playing. Juszczyk, you're going to play. Kittle, you're going to play. Everybody's going to play, except for the guys with the Achilles injuries. Shut them down.
Do you think there's too much on Brock Purdy's plate right now?
No, I want more on his plate.
Okay.
You know why I want more on his plate, Spadone? Because I need to see if the guy's worth the money. Do I have a lemon? Do I have a quarterback that's capable of raising the levels of everybody around him? I didn't see that yesterday. Now, it's a team game, and you need blocking. You need McKivitz to hold on to a block. McKivitz was so bad yesterday, it's not even funny. We should be talking more about him instead of firing the head coach. Well, maybe that's why people were mad at the head coach, because you got McKivitz at right tackle. But damn. Block somebody. Please.
There was a lot of opportunities to be had, I think, for Brock Purdy, and he didn't have trust in anyone yesterday.
He didn't have trust
in Christian McCaffrey.
Well, Juwan Jennings.
That's what I was going to say. The only guy he had trust in was Juwan Jennings, but that's one guy's not good enough. You know, when you have George Kittle there, you can divvy up some of that because he's dominated, as we've alluded to, against the Seattle Seahawks in the past. But Deebo Samuel, he can't even be that number two for me yesterday when I'm paying you to be like a number one at times.
He should be the number one.
He's been a former All-Pro. Like, that's the thing in all this. Like, Juwan Jennings is not getting paid that much, and yet he's producing like he's one of the best wide receivers in the NFL. And that's frustrating to me when I paid Brandon Ayuk, and obviously he's out for the year with a torn ACL and other damage to his knee. And then Deebo Samuel getting paid, restructuring his deal, and he's not doing much. And you call out your long snapper last week.
Chopped him in the neck with it. You know you can't touch him.
He's trying to go choke slam a la Kane and the Brotherhoods of Destruction, WWE. Like, what are we doing here? And I'm just looking at the own division right now. You have the third best quarterback this season right now in your own division. I'm taking Matt Stafford this year. I'm taking Kyler Murray over Brock Purdy right now.
That's fair. That's fair.
And that's not good enough.
That's fair.
That's not good enough.
I can't argue that.
And Stafford and Kyler have been paid.
We laughed at Kyler. Kyler's laughing back at us.
Kyler's been unbelievable.
And you know what? Gino, when it mattered, Gino made the throws, and Purdy didn't. So I need Purdy to have more on his plate. Shanahan, let the guy, this whole audible gate thing, it's driving me insane.
So
you know, but put more on his plate. See if he can handle it. I need to know if I got my franchise guy. Because if I don't, then there's a lot of money at risk here. And I told you, after the Kansas City game, I ran into a person who's pretty damn tapped in with the 49ers. Sources.
Oh.
Pretty damn tapped in with the Niners. Pretty damn tapped in. I would say all the way tapped in.
Wow.
Ain't never lied to me, and I'll never lie to the fans out there. He muttered, boy, you watch Tua get his deal in Miami, and you watch, you know, Jordan Love struggling a little bit with Green Bay.
Trevor Lawrence.
He goes, you sure you have to pay Brock Purdy over $200 million? You sure you want to do that? You sure? That was told to me, and I say, wow. Maybe just franchise him for another year.
You know what's even more concerning, too? Because even if you pay him and I'm looking at what the Cincinnati Bengals are doing. Joe Burrow has been unbelievable this year. What has he got to show for it?
4-7 record.
Nothing.
Because the damn kicker can't make a kick.
And the rest
two kicks,
right? And no one else has been consistent like he has. Like, that's the problem with this, and that's why I lean to what the teams that are playing well right now are doing. It's, you got your quarterback, you got a good defense, and you can run the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And what did the 49ers hang their hat on consistently in the Kyle Shanahan era? Last year, and then obviously when they played the Chiefs the first time around, it was defense, running the football, you get some timely passes. They got to get back to that formula. And if that's an off-season thing, if that's reshuffling, revamping everything, cutting certain players that you're not normally accustomed to cutting, you got to do something right now, because what I'm seeing from the team this season, none of it's good enough. Offense, defense, special teams, they have not played one game.
One complete game.
Where they
four-quarter
games. Complimentary football.
Yeah, they haven't put together a full four quarters all season. All season, they haven't put together full four quarters. We're in November now. Let's go to let's go to Jay in San Jose. Jay, what's happening?
What's up,
you're on the roast.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good, good.
Swell.
Could be doing better, but, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, like the rest of us. So, I believe that Shanahan is directly responsible for all of these blown losses. That Shanahan has no cutthroat in him whatsoever. He doesn't put his foot on the opponent's necks. He gets a lead, and then he becomes the most predictable play caller in the league. Run, run, pass. Run, run, pass. Run, run, pass, punt. Run, run, pass, punt. It's so frustrating to watch. It's like they get these leads pretty easily, and then they just freaking blow it. And me and my brothers are sitting there watching this, and we're like, and we're calling the plays, and we're not, you know, coaches or nothing, but we're able to call, predict the plays before they even happen because they're so predictable. Once they get, it's like they get these leads easily, and then, oh, we got a lead. Oh, we can stop them. Nope. Run, run, pass, punt. Defense gets tired. They blow the lead and lose. And this is Shanahan's fault. I blame Shanahan for this. And the last thing that I got to say is if the Niners pay Purdy $50, $60 million, forget about a Super Bowl as long as he's on this team. They will, yeah, just like you guys said, like the Bengals, Joe Burrow, he's a stud. But because they paid him all that money, the defense is so bad, they can't stop nobody. That's what's going to happen to us. They cannot pay Purdy. He's not that good. No quarterback's that good, in my opinion. Maybe Mahomes and Lamar, but that's about it.
Way to stick in there, Jay. Good call.
So not only are the fans, the 49er faithful, as we call them, losing faith in this team, Bonte, Las Vegas is losing faith in the 49ers. Last week, heading into the Seattle game, they had the third-best odds still to win the NFC. Third-best odds. It's dropped to fifth now. Got the Lions as the favorites at plus 135. You got the Eagles at plus 350. Minnesota jumping to plus 950. Green Bay at plus 1,000. And then the San Francisco 49ers at plus 1,200.
I'm just thinking about this. Because, yeah, I wouldn't bet on Niners. No. I mean, Vegas knows what time it is. But I'm just looking at it just within the division. They went down to SoFi Stadium. And the Niners were 1-1. And the Rams were 0-2. Desperate. Had nobody playing. Cooper Kupp, Puka Nacua. They weren't playing in a football game. They were 0-2. Reeling. You had a chance to send them to 0-3. You didn't do it. You didn't do it. You gave them life within the division, and now look at them. Right? Now look at them. You play Arizona at home. Arizona had nobody playing. Nobody. They were 1-3. He had a chance to move, improve to 3-2, and end their season to basically just, hey, this is our division. What happened? You blow it. You get outscored 14-0 in the second half. And now you bring in Seattle, who's 4-5, and they're reeling, and they don't know what to do with Geno. Their season is about to spiral out of control. And you give them life. Three losses against NFC West opponents, and you gave them life with each win. The Rams had a chance to go to 0-3. You gave them life. You gave them a win. They're 1-2, and they're like, whoo, our season stabilized. We're not 0-3. Wow, wow, wow. Arizona, wow. You don't beat them. You had a chance to send them to 1-4, Spadoni. The Cardinals would have been 1-4. You single-handedly turn these teams around, or their seasons around.
Zero fear factor with this team right now. You used to hang your hat on with this division, Bonte, that you could sweep this division. You know what? That's already, we're gonna, you know, go 5-1, 4-2, but we're gonna win in our division. We know that. We're the top dog here. You're not that anymore.
No, you're not. Again.
And you're just giving them hope. That's the worst thing you could give another team. They have hope now.
The Rams, they were 0-2. Reeling. And you gave them hope at SoFi Stadium.
And they've been there before. You give them hope, they could go all the way to the NFC Championship game.
All right. Arizona, they haven't been there before.
No.
But if they're 1-4, oh my gosh, maybe they're trading Buda Baker. Maybe they're moving off of some of those guys. Instead, they're 2-3 walking out of Levi Stadium saying, oh, you know what? We just play with the defending NFC champs. We're okay. And in Seattle, where DK's losing his mind, Tyler Lockett's not getting targets. Geno Smith, there's a big old question mark up there.
I thought DK was going to get traded. He was on the trade block, it seemed like.
You single-handedly gave each of your division opponents life. And now Seattle, instead of being 4-6, they're 5-5, a game out of first place, getting ready to host the Cardinals next week in Seattle. You gave them a lifeline. Because you can't close, you can't finish, you can't get key first downs, you can't get key stops defensively, and that's the story of the freaking season. You thought it turned around last week at Tampa Bay. We did get a stop at the end of the fourth quarter and are able to drive and kick a game-winning field goal. But nope, you take another step back. Let's go to, what a frustrating loss yesterday. Wow. JC Sacramento, what's happening?
JC.
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, JC?
Man, like I called in previously weeks before, and I said, I'm not panicked because the division does not force me to be panicked. Now, I'm starting to get concerned. I've got to be honest, but I'm not panicked yet. Just like you said, Vontae, they can come back here next week and be tied for first place, right? So I'm not panicked. But when I assess the game and the season, I got to put this at the feet of of Kyle Shanahan. And I'm not just talking about the inability to want to run the ball yesterday or the last drive want to pass with Purdy. Like, you know guys' capabilities. Anything could happen. Yeah, Debo was open. If you hit him on a perfect pass, it's there. But he could have dropped the ball. DB could have hit the ball. Why even pass in that situation? I'm going a little bit deeper. These players, you pick these players. You put this team together, Kyle. That's why I say it's on him. If McKibbitz and Brindle aren't good, I had to accept certain things in life. You can't get mad at people for only doing what they're capable of doing. If they're not capable of playing better, that's on the head coach for improperly assessing their talent. That's on them. So I got to put this at Kyle Shanahan. I hear people, I'm not saying fire Kyle. I hear people say, the coach for Detroit, Ben Johnson or whoever. If I'm him, why would I want to come to San Francisco? It's going to be a bunch of jobs open next year. Look at Cincinnati. Can I honestly say I would choose San Francisco with their talent and their high California taxes over Jamar Chase and Joe Burrow? I can't necessarily say that, right? So I'm not saying fire him, but I am saying he needs to probably either get a new GM where he has no say-so over the groceries because you went out and picked these groceries. You cooked the food. And if the food is not good, that means either the groceries were not ripe or they were past their expiration date. We got an aging left tackle. We got an aging tight end who's always hurt. An aging running back who's always hurt. A wide receiver who's always hurt. A defensive end who's overpaid and always hurt. So, yeah, I don't know what type of coaches they will be able to get. Your best wide receiver tore every ligament in his knee. He's coming back. Why is Kyle Juszczyk on the team? What the hell does he do? I don't know a fullback that doesn't block anybody, but he's one of the highest paid fullbacks of all time? Like, yes, this is on Kyle Shanahan, and we have to accept that. Like, I'm not saying fire Kyle, but something drastic needs to change. His inability to want to make coaching decisions in-game because he's stuck on his philosophy, that's coaching. Your caller from El Dorado Hill said it perfectly. He doesn't fire up the team. He only looks at his play sheet. Yes, it's on him. All of this falls at his feet. You have a top 10 rusher, and he ain't played in 2 weeks. He's on the sideline. He's still top 10 in rushing. That's mind-boggling. That makes no sense.
Hey, JC, good call, man. Good call. You're cooking. He's fired up. I think we all agree. Don't fire Shanahan, but you need to tweak some things. You need to tweak the passing game. The downfield passing attack is outdated. It's not good enough. You don't throw outside the numbers anyway. You got to change that. Everybody knows you want to throw it between the hash marks, between the numbers. You got to change that. You got to be able to use every blade of grass on the football field. Stretch the field. Throw some creative combination routes. Throw some pick plays out there, some rub routes. Do whatever you got to do. But there needs to be a tweak within the system, Spadoni. I think everybody's in agreement on that.
It's just been stale. If there was one word to describe this 49ers season this year, stale would be stale. One of them. Just, meh. Like, sometimes you get the job done, but more often than not against the better teams, you're just not.
Yeah.
It's just not. People aren't fooled by what you're doing anymore. Nope. You've become predictable, and that's the worst thing you could be in the NFL. Predictable.
Especially we don't have the talent out there.
Correct.
When Seattle doesn't have to defend George Kittle, and they know Ayuk is done for the season, they're like, Ricky Pearsall, we got this kid Witherspoon who's going to lock up anybody. We're fine. We could man up on these dudes, and we could blitz if we want to. We could get creative, but we don't fear none of these outside weapons.
No. And they were like, you know what? We know that Brock's going to scramble and stuff. He's not going to sneak up on us. And now he got a touchdown, but towards the end there, he was trying to scramble, and they were covering him.
Mm-hmm.
They were making sure he wasn't getting 7, 8, 9 yards a pop. They were making sure that they were covering 3, 4 yards. That's fine, because we know no one else is going to do anything, and no one else can improvise on this team. Not without George Kittle. Not without Brandon Ayuk. Debo Samuel, he's not getting any separation. So I look at the rest of this team right now, and I look at the coaching staff, and I think they miss a guy like Mike McDaniel. Yeah. I know we haven't brought him up because he's been gone for a while. But that was a guy that could challenge a Shanahan that knew him very well, and they were tight going back to their Denver days. Is there someone on offense that could challenge Shanahan a little bit and say, hey, Kyle, maybe we should be doing this?
Yeah.
I think that would be good in a solid addition this offseason, seeing someone offensively that could bring in some new and fresh ideas to what is a stale team right now.
I agree. I'm with it 100%. All right, coming up next, we're going to get to all the calls, man. Everybody stay on hold. Al and San Pablo. We got Nick and Berkeley. You got Ronnie and Tracy. Ronnie and Tracy believes there's still a playoff window. There's an optimistic fan out there. You know what? If we don't get Jerry Rice on right after the break, I'm going to get to Ronnie real quick because we haven't had an optimistic call all morning. Ronnie and Tracy says there's a playoff window.
I'm optimistic. Bob,
okay, I'm going to hear that. We got David Frisno. I already know, Dave, where you're coming from. I already know how you're going to come today. Pause. I already know how you're going to attack your phone call today. Rest of you will get to everybody. Jerry Rice to go.
Are you serious?
Jerry Rice to go coming up. What does he have to say about this loss? Don't want to miss this. It's coming up. Brought to you by Safeway.
Check this out. This is San Leandro Mo, and you're listening to 95.7 The Game, The Morning Roast with Fontaine and Shaq.
I'm not going to lie to you. This morning, I didn't eat Go Fuel. I didn't eat Go Fuel today. Usually, I need Go Fuel, and I need all the flavors, all of them. I got the Muhammad Ali variety pack right now. You know that, Spadoni? You want to feel like the greatest? Go get the Muhammad Ali edition variety pack from one goat to another goat.
I think that's what Jake Paul had on Friday night.
Maybe.
He took some goat fuel in there. He was good to go against Tyson.
You got the Muhammad Ali edition watermelon fruit punch, but I don't need that this morning. I don't need it. Not after yesterday. Hell no, and I bet you Jerry doesn't need it either. The GOAT, Jerry Rice, the greatest football player of all time, NFL Hall of Famer, the best wide receiver, best football player. He joins us here on the River Islands guest line. And do not forget, River Islands is where you want to go. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Jerry, good morning to you. Welcome back to the Morning Roast. And like I just said, I don't need Go Fuel this morning. You probably don't need Go Fuel this morning. What the hell went down yesterday at Levi's Stadium? Come on,
what
Jerry.
What happened? What happened?
What happened?
This is what happened, okay? We left them in the ball game. Instead of putting them away, they just hung around, Then it just came back to hunt us at the end. We got to be able to finish ball games. And we
it's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We haven't done that. And, you know, that was a 80-yard drive.
Yep.
I think, with Geno, that was a 13-yard run for that touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's been six losses, to the 49ers. But then now, you know, Geno finally got a chance to, stick it to us, man, to be honest. That one hurt yesterday. It really did.
Oh, it stung. Three division losses, Arizona, the Rams. And yesterday, Seattle, they lost them all in the last 2 minutes of the game. They've given up 36 points in the last 2 minutes of the fourth quarter this season. That's second most in the NFL, just behind Cincinnati. And I'm looking offensively here. I know there's no George Kittle, but he means a ton to this offense. But outside of Juwan Jennings, I forgot Ricky Pearsall played. Deebo Samuel, yeah. Separation. Where's the separation at? This passing game, Jerry, is letting us all, it leaves us all disappointed right now. No doubt about that.
You know, the weirdest thing about, I don't know what we're trying to accomplish. I don't know how we're trying to attack teams. It's almost like it's like this mystery, this piece of the puzzle where we're just trying to just feel our way and just add a few pieces in or something like that. But if we're going to come out, we need to come out and attack. We need to establish the running game. If we're going to do that, we need to, you know, really establish running the ball. That's going to open up the pass. Or we're going to have to pass the football to open up the run. And I just feel like right now we don't have an identity. We should have an identity right now. You know, this is all. I mean, this is like the middle of the season. So, you know, it was very disappointing. But it's one of those things, like I said, it's like they had lost to us, you know, six times. And it was like five times it was with Geno Smith. And did you see Geno Smith do the curry?
He did the night-night on us. He did the night-night on us.
He did.
Man, he did the night night on us,
and then he walked off the field like his name was Joe Namath or something. Like he was like filling himself at Levi Stadium. That ticked me off, Jerry. They stole that football game, but the Cardinals stole the game. The Rams stole a game. They can't find consistency, and now they're going to go to Green Bay and Buffalo, and the elements coming up here. I don't know what George Kittle's. Nick Bosa's hurt, Jerry. Look, I'm not saying the season's not over because they're one game behind the Arizona Cardinals in the NFC West. But you know what I saw yesterday, Jerry? I want Spinoni to get in here. Offensively, it just looked slow and sluggish. There was no explosiveness yesterday. Even Christian McCaffrey coming back, he doesn't look the same, Jerry.
Yeah, you know, just like what you said with Pearsall, with Deebo Samuel, with George Kittle not even playing. Man, we need everybody to man up now, man. Our backs are against the wall. You know, we can't lose any more ball games. We got to go. We got to somehow find a way, you know, to get that momentum going where we start winning football games. We build in confidence, and then hopefully towards the end we have something left to, you know, try to get into the playoffs and maybe get back to the Super Bowl. But everybody got to rally around each other now. You know, and whatever our identity is going to be, we have to. It has to start this week, and it has to start with the Packers. That's not going to be an easy, you know, with Jordan Love and all of that, and that team. That's not going to be an easy win. But you just start marking each one off one by one, build up some momentum, and hopefully that transition into. You know, winning a lot of ball games and getting into the playoffs.
Jerry, you're the greatest to ever do it at your position. What are you seeing right now from the receiving core of the 49ers and their lack of separation? The last time we had you on, it was after the Chiefs game, and we were talking about that sticky man coverage, and they just weren't able to gain any separation off that Steve Spagnuolo defense. Now, this is a defense that you owned in your first matchup against Mike Macdonald and co. up in Seattle on Thursday Night Football. This time around, obviously, no George Kittle. Obviously, no Brandon Ayuk, but you still have a first-round pick in Ricky Pearsall. You still have a first-team All-Pro in Deebo Samuel. Juwan Jennings was playing like an All-Pro this season and specifically yesterday with 10 receptions, 91 yards, and a touchdown. But it's the rest of the guys outside of Juwan right now, Jerry. What are you seeing, and I guess what are you not seeing from this receiving core?
You know, maybe, you know, they're not getting opportunities. I don't know. It's almost like we have a really difficult time throwing the ball outside. We always, you know, we're pretty much predictable. We're throwing the ball a lot over the middle. And my thing is, man, you got to throw the ball downfield. You got to let the defense know that, hey, here's the deal, man. If you guys try to squeeze us and bring everything down and into that pocket, we'll go over the top of you. We're not afraid to throw it deep. Even if you don't complete it, you got to let them know that, hey, look, we're not afraid to throw it deep. Juwan Jennings, well, he's a beast right now, man. He's finding a way. He's hungry. He's hungry. And guys, a lot of those passes that he's catching, they're contested. They're in traffic. You know, he's going in there. He's going there with his you know, he's going in there with his boxes on. You know what I'm saying? He's going in like, hey man, look, if you throw it my way, I will make the catch. I want to be that guy. So, you know, feed off him. If you need to feed off, you know, I know he was injured and yesterday was his first day back. But hey, look, go into the next ball game. Say, hey, we got to get the ball to Juwan Jennings. That's going to open up everything else. You've got to decide somewhere, you know, how are we going to attack? we can't just continue to just like, you know, it's like, hey, let's try a little bit of this. Let's try a little bit of that. Oh, you know that, you know, this is working. This is working a little bit. Okay, now let's go away from that. Let's try something else different. You got to establish how you want to attack.
And conversely, on the rushing attack for the 49ers right now, and this is your second game back with rating offensive player of the year, Christian McCaffrey, one of the best in the league, dealing with the bilateral Achilles tendonitis. What are you seeing from him, Jerry? Because I got to be honest, like I look at the stats at the end of the game, and he has over 100 total all-purpose yards on the ground and in the receiving game.
Yeah.
The burst just isn't there, though. And I don't know if that's fair of me to just point that out, but it just isn't there, and he doesn't look like Christian McCaffrey, and I don't know if he's ever going to look like Christian McCaffrey at any point this season. Am I being too hard on him? What are you seeing from CMC right now?
Well, the burst is not there because everybody, they're jamming the box. They're bringing everybody down to stop the run. They're not afraid of our, you know, our air attack. So they're freezing everything down in there, so that doesn't open up that many lanes for, you know, CMC. And, you know, if they would spread everything out just a little bit more and, you know, have those offensive line to open up their stances a little bit, the holes would be so much bigger. But because everything is so congested and condensed, it makes things, you know, really difficult for that big play opportunity. And this is something that I have always talked about. I'm not a big fan of the run pass option.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's boring football to me. Hey, man, let's spread everything out so we can have these big play opportunities and let these receivers go to work on the outside where they can run routes. Not just like little stick, you know, stick routes or little bubble screens and stuff like that. Let's go downfield. Let's attack, man. Let's go after defense.
That's what Geno did yesterday. Geno was doing that with Jackson Smith and Jigba, and he was doing with DK Metcalf. You saw him attacking the outside numbers, and that was the difference.
Yeah. You got to let the defense know that we're not afraid. And if you put that many people down in the box and stop the run, hey, we're gonna go over the top of you. You know, we're gonna drop sticks on you.
Yeah.
And until we get to that mindset, you know, I think what the opponent is going to continue to do is just put, you know, players down in that box and try to stop the run and dare us to actually throw the football.
Jerry Rice here on the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Go out there and get some Go Fuel. It is popping right now. Got the new Muhammad Ali edition, watermelon fruit punch. You got the variety pack. It's really, really good. But after a loss, not many people need to go feel this morning, Jerry. You still sipping on it. The blueberry lemonade and everything, man. I'm fired up because I want to see this team get back on track here. The NFC is wide open. I know Detroit's dropping 50 on teams, left and right by far. They're the best team in the NFC, but the playoffs are a different story. Where are you at? What's up, Jerry?
We're running out of time. We're
running out of a lot of time. No doubt about it. We're running out of time.
We can't mess around anymore.
No, that's done.
And it got to start. It got to start as a team. It got to start this week. I mean, because we got, you know, we got the Packers coming up. Then we got the Bills, which the Bills, they beat, you know, yesterday and stuff like that. But my main focus would just be basically just on the Packers. How are we going to attack the Packers? We got to go into their stadium. And we have to get a win. This is a must win for us.
Is it too late in the season to try to tweak the passing game? Because yesterday you're at the game and fans are looking to get inside it about the game and the passing game. I'm looking at guys, and you have a better eye than me. You know the game so much better than we do, Jerry. But I'm looking at guys being unable to get off a press man. The same thing we saw in the Super Bowl, I'm seeing yesterday against Seattle, where I'm like, guys aren't getting off the line of scrimmage. They're not separating enough. What's going on around here? Is it too late in the season to tweak the passing game on this football team?
And then we better do something.
Try it.
It's never too late, man. It's never too late. Man, we got weapons. We got dogs. I mean, you know, we got one of the best running backs. We got receivers on the outside. We just need, you know, Kittle and those guys to get on the field. You know, even with Bosa, you know, Bosa, I think he tweaked something yesterday. We need him on the football field. We need every man up right now. So, hey, if something is not working for you, you got to try to do something else. This is the NFL, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And we pay these guys a lot of money to go out there and to win football games.
So we've been taking a lot of calls this morning about Shanahan. A lot of people, you know, fans are sometimes they get crazy and they want to fire the head coach. I always have this philosophy that players play, coaches coach. Players can't make tackles for players. They can't catch the ball for players. They can't make throws for players. So we'll say Shanahan for just a second here. Let's assess Brock Purdy. What'd you think of his performance yesterday at the quarterback position, Jerry?
You know, I think Brock played well enough to win. But the thing that hurts us is that we never finish. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and something that I was really impressed with yesterday was him running the football. Because that's going to open up a whole different, you know, avenue now, because teams going to have to respect that too, that he's willing to pull the ball down and run with it. But he did enough to win, but it's just that we got to be able to finish ball games. And when you got a team down, if you just leave them around to just hang around, that momentum is going to change. We always felt like, hey, look, we were going to go for the throat, man. I mean, once we got up on you, it was not coming, you know, we were not going to let, you know, we were not going to come off the gas. We were going to choke you out. So that's the mindset that I feel the Niners, they need to get. Once they get up on the opponent, go for the throat and just completely destroy that team.
No, it's that killer instinct, what you're talking about. Just that's what you need right now. We just haven't seen that from the 49ers. And this whole division is just so tight right now, Jerry. That's the thing that gives you hope, right? But just looking at this NFC West, you got the Cardinals at 6-4, right? You're going to see them in the last game of the season. You still got the Rams left. You're done with the Seahawks. But 6-4 and the rest of the division is 5-5. I mean, who's that team right now where you're looking at it? Is it the Cardinals? Is it the Rams? Is it the Seahawks? Like, the one team in the NFC West that if you're a 49ers fan that you're, like, giving me a little pause, is it all of them?
You know what? I think it's all of them. You can't worry about them right now. You got your own battle right now. And it start, you know, in that locker room. You know, getting everybody on the same page. Getting everybody ready to go battle week in and week out. Getting everybody on the same page where – they know that, you know, the importance of every ball game and that we're just going to leave everything on the football field when we step out there.
When it comes to Brock Purdy, if the 49ers do put more on his plate moving forward, what more would you like to see the 49ers ask of Brock Purdy down the stretch? Is it more running? Is it more downfield throws? Is it taking some chances outside the numbers? Because everything, as you just mentioned here, Jerry, everything seems to be inside the numbers. What more would you like to see from Brock?
Well, we know he got the velocity. He can throw the ball downfield. But I think we got to run routes on the outside to let the, you know, defense coordinator know that, you know, from different teams that, hey, look, we can throw the ball outside too. And it's not going to always be something over the middle. Because it was so predictable yesterday because I saw Debo. The second he lined up, I knew he was going to run a route over the middle. And as a defensive coordinator, as a defensive back, you're looking at alignment. You know exactly, you know, what these guys are going to do if they line up a certain distance. If they line up real close, they're going over the middle. If they, if they line up a little bit wider outside, it's probably going to be a throw outside or something like that. So those are the things, being able to throw the ball outside. Throw the ball deep, too, man. He got the arm for it.
Let it fly. Let it fly, Jerry. I need three deep shots a game. Come on.
I know. You know, let the guy, you know, utilize his arm and throw it downfield. And even if you don't complete it, you send in a message to the defensive coordinator that, hey, look, if you try to squeeze the pocket or put so many guys down in that pocket, we're going over the top of you, and he got the guys to do it.
Jerry, I got to be honest, though. I'm looking at these next two road games, and could be potentially in some bad elements. I know it's going to be cold. Green Bay, Wisconsin, come November. It's going to be chilly in Buffalo.
So what? No, this guy played at Soldier Field in the NFC Championship game in Chicago.
Jerry
doesn't want to hear about no damn weather.
I'm worried about the quarterback who doesn't play well when it's raining. That's
up,
what I'm worried about.
Man up, Jerry. This is football.
How do you prepare for the elements, Jerry?
We can't worry about the weather and all of that.
I am worried.
We got to go there as dogs. We got to go there as dogs and get it.
So mentally,
I don't care how cold it is. If the field is frozen, we got to find a way to get a win, then get that next win too.
Jerry, how do you mentally prepare for the elements, knowing that it's going to be cold?
What I did, I would always try to get there, you know, early, the day before. Just know that, you know, that it's going to be cold. You walk around the field. You see, you try to find spots where it might be, you know, the field might be a little frozen, or it might be a little loose or something like that. And that was something that I always did. I enjoyed that because I would always get to the game early and try to just get out there on the football field and know where I could be aggressive and I knew where I had to just pull back just a little bit.
All right, Jerry, we need more grow fuel. We're going to probably need it next week in Green Bay, in Buffalo. I didn't need it this morning because I was so fired up.
Hey,
I was so fired up because I went to the game and the crowd, I don't know about you, man. To me, it felt flat. It just felt like a flat day at Levi Stadium. I don't know what it was coming off of that Tampa Bay win. It's the Seattle Seahawks. We can't stand them. And it just felt like there wasn't enough juice in the stadium, Jerry. Did you feel the same way?
Man. Whenever I walk into that stadium, man, the energy, the love that they give me, you know, but I think what happens, the crowd is going to feed off the players.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to look at the players and their body language and stuff like that, all of that. Man, back in the day, I would have been up in the crowd. You know, I've been going to different areas, getting the crowd all pumped up and all of that stuff. So I just feel the crowd is going to feed off the players. And if the players' body language is a little flat, then I think the crowd is going to be flat. But, man, I remember days with the second I ran on the field, I said, let's go, man.
Yeah,
it's time to go to war. It's time to go to battle and stuff like that. And I knew the importance of getting the fans into the game too, because you feed off that energy.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, and I would love to see the players do a little bit more, a little bit more interaction with the fans, get them all fired up and get them hyped and stuff like that, because they're gonna feed off that, and that might be that little extra energy that they need to win football games.
Real quick, Jerry, I know it happened last week, but I would love to get your take on the whole Debo Samuel, Tabor Pepper interaction. Was there ever a moment like that for you in your career where you went up to another player like that, got in his grill, or a special teamer, for that matter?
Remember, Jerry told us he wanted to see more fire on the sideline.
He did.
Yeah, but this is if the entire team is not playing up to standard. Mm-hmm. Not one individual. If one individual is having a hard day, you somehow go to that individual. You try to encourage that individual that, hey, look, you're going to get another opportunity, and you're going to kick that field goal, and you're going to make it. So, you know, and someone, for some reason, I saw a little clip. They said, well, Jerry Rice said something about if they weren't clicking or they weren't playing well, they would be just fighting each other on the sidelines and stuff like that. Yes, as an entire group.
Mm-hmm.
But because we all going to go individually, we're going to go through ups and downs and stuff like that. You got to have your teammate to somehow pump you up and tell you, hey, look, we're going to give you that opportunity, and you're going to make that winning field goal or something like that, or make that, you know, winning catch.
And it fired them up to win that game in Tampa Bay, but now they're 5-5 after losing to Seattle, and they got a couple big games here. Just focus on Green Bay, and Green Bay didn't look all that great in Chicago. It could beat Green Bay, but you got to button up what you're doing. Clean up the penalties, Jerry, get some outside routes throwing, and get some stops on defense when it matters. The season's not over yet, but as you just said, Jerry, they're running out of time. They're running out of time.
Juwan Jennings, man.
He's a beast. He's a baller.
That's the type of dog I want to see, right? I want to see everybody like that.
You know, and if they do that, I feel like they can just one game at a time,
yep.
build some momentum, get some wins and stuff like that. Then who knows what might happen down the road.
I think he's winning a Lynn Eschmont Award, Juwan Jennings. He's been so inspiring this season. He's played like a GOAT. Jerry Rice, don't forget. The new edition, the Muhammad Ali edition, is out right now. The watermelon fruit punch.
Greatest of all time.
Come on, man. The greatest of all time in the ring to the greatest of all time on the gridiron, man. Come on, Jerry. We love you, man. We can't wait to do this again.
All right, guys. Have a good one now.
You too, Jerry. Jerry Rice, the GOAT, has spoken here on the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Don't forget, go get that Muhammad Ali edition watermelon fruit punch. It's a 12-pack out right now. It's on the website, goatfuel.com. You got the variety pack. You got everything, the greatest to the greatest, from the greatest to the greatest, and he's had a lot there. Throw the ball outside the numbers for once. I'm with them. Where's the creativity in the passing routes? The passing tree. It's so damn outdated. Oh.
He's been saying this for weeks, which is the problem. We were talking about this a month ago, Bonte. The Chiefs loss.
I feel like we've been saying this since the Super Bowl. And we hear Patrick Peterson. And we hear guys like Kirk Morrison. And we hear Baldy. And we hear everybody. Everything's just inside the numbers. You know, the ball's going in the middle of the field. Now, you could deceive and have all this deception, but at some point you're going to run out of talent, which the Niners are doing. And so can we get just, hey, Pearsall, I want you to go run a nine route. Go route. Just go. Just go.
I mean, we saw that with DK Metcalf yesterday. Ends up making the catch. He kind of stumbled out of bounds. If he stayed in bounds, that would have been a bomb touchdown.
Yeah,
if he didn't back into there, and they end up scoring on that drive anyways. But you saw Jaxon Smith-Njigba multiple times, just in the outside numbers. And again, it goes back to Armstrong. I know Jerry alluded to it. He thinks there's enough zip on Brock Purdy's balls.
Yep.
And I'm not saying he doesn't have the arm strength. He's not Anthony Richardson. He's not Patrick Mahomes. But he has a strong enough arm. My whole thing was, in these next couple games, and I wasn't saying, and you actually ended up asking the question I was trying to ask, but I wasn't taking a slight at Jerry or playing in cold weather or players in general. But that stuff matters in these cold weather situations.
Well, we're going to see.
And the two coldest places to play in the National Football League, Buffalo, New York, and Green Bay, Wisconsin, coming up here.
Mm-hmm.
And there might be some elements. There's rain in the forecast this week in Lambeau Field.
Oh, well, you know what? This is football weather. This is football weather. No rain. What did Jalen Hurts say back in the day with the Eagles? Rain, sleet, or snow. The Eagles gonna go. Don't matter.
There you go.
I wasn't mad at that. By the way, I see Eagle fans all in our Comcast business text line right now saying, Bonte, I don't hear you chirp about the Eagles now. Saquon's great. I told you guys, I was worried about the Eagles before the season. I still can't stand you dumbass fans out there in Philadelphia. You still are clowns.
That's
a change of fact that you don't wear face paint every single day with a red nose.
You'll be
right. You guys are good.
Rooting for them next Sunday, though, against the Rams.
Yeah, do us a solid. Beat the Rams.
There you go.
There you go. Fly, Eagles, fly.
There it is.
And then you'll die in the playoffs.
Cut that.
And then you'll die in the playoffs. How about that? How about them apples? 888-957-9570. Let's get to the lines again, man. Line's still jam-packed after the GOAT Jerry Rice. Download the Odyssey app. He wants to see more outside throws. He wants to see more creativity. And they're stacking the box. That's what they were doing yesterday with Christian McCaffrey. Let's go. Get creative.
They're going to do that next week, too, in Green Bay. I bet you better believe it.
So. Oh, Matt LaFleur?
Yeah.
Oh, he knows. Oh, there's no doubt. There is no doubt what Green Bay is going to do. Let's go to, let's get down to Fresno, California. And go to Dave. Dave in Fresno. What's happening?
Hey, Dave.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, fellas. Yeah, I think, this ain't the day or to talk about firing anybody. I think the frustrations are valid. I think it's been the same conversation every week. You know, I can think the in-game adjustments aren't there. Obviously, the lack of creativity. What I would like to see, and I said this a couple of weeks ago when the news of McCaffrey coming back, I want to see the three-headed monster running backs. I mean, they all show that they're capable. You know, there's no point into running McCaffrey into the ground. You know, every time he gets the ball, it's like three or four guys.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.